Yes, welcome back to Morning Glory. Take it easy, cool cats. It's raining out there, but you can't control everything. Now, guys, on the back of Trent Barrett quitting, sacked, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, time to go, whichever way it went.
Mutual agreement.
Yes.
It's funny, whenever I used to write, the late, great John Fordham, if I ever wrote about Ricky Stewart getting sacked from the Roosters, Andrew, I think you'll find it was mutual agreement.
Of course it was.
Didn't miss a beat.
5-1. It's all right, Joe. It's just unfurling. It's
coming to the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Only an hour to go.
Of the world.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they say that. Biggest departures or sackings of coaches since 1990. Fellas, the number 5, and Joey's just ordering it. Oh, look at now. This says everything. Our producer Ben has getting away to get Joey a coffee, and Joey's handed him a crisp $100 note.
Does this go to Newcastle? Yeah. My young Blake Lewis was 13 the other day, and his godfather Chris Lees gave him $200 for his birthday last night, and I put it in my wallet.
Did you?
Oh,
mate, I've done so much for that kid. Surely I can pocket the $200.
Can you just put you're putting your hands up there. Look at your munted hands.
Yeah.
Look how they're all at different angles. And
They give me and Joey a lot of stick about our small hands. Technically,
that's from my neck. See those little ones there? Yeah. They're wonky because when I hurt my neck, the nerve damage.
Is that right?
So I can't feel with that hand. But look at your, it's my right hand.
Look at your little finger.
Have you seen Brandy? Brandy had an operation because Brandy has Viking. People who have Viking blood have that disorder where their fingers start to fell down,
right?
Which they say is like an evolution from rowing. What about back in the day?
Yeah. There you go.
Well, they might say devolution.
Do you know the late Bob Fulton? Mm. I remember meeting him for a beer once, and I said, "Bozo, look at your hands. He had fingers going in separate directions.
Every different direction.
They just never, obviously back in the day, never got
fit. Well, they used to stand on them every time you played the ball. They'd just stand on them with steel studs. Mm. That's when men were men.
Yes, weren't they?
No yep. video ref. Yes.
And
no
sheep
bunker.
Sheep were nervous. Guys, number 5, I've gone Tim Sheens, sacked from the Cowboys in 2001. Mm-hmm. Of course, Sheens had he had reasonable success at Penrith and then had enormous success at the Raiders and then would later to have incredible success at the Tigers, but they had that little stint in between at the Cowboys that just went bad.
It didn't work.
Yeah, and no one knows really why it went bad, but it just did. And when I interviewed him recently, I could just tell with Sheensy that it was still a sore point.
Right.
And he said one of the things that gave him great satisfaction was that the Tigers beat the Cowboys in the grand final in 2005.
That's right.
It's funny
the
how
the hunter become a hunted.
That's right. Only in rugby league can you spit out storylines like that. Like Brent Naden tonight playing for the Tigers against the Bulldogs.
Isn't that bizarre?
It is.
Loves a plot line, rugby league. My number 5 is Gus tapping Ivan.
Mm, yes.
Come out of the blue.
Now, remind me, was that just before the season started? Or was it just after the conclusion of a year?
It might have been, I think it was at the end. I think it was an off-season. I'm pretty sure.
That was completely out of the blue.
He said, I think you're tired, you need a break.
Mm. Yeah, wow.
But then the little...
Jeez, I wish you'd come in now, Gus.
Yeah. What?
Just tired and you need a break.
Oh,
if I was at Toowoomba Airport right now, I'd be horrified.
Are you that tired?
Mm.
Yes.
Well, come on, mate, lift.
I'm giving
my guts for my listeners.
It's golden point, mate. Let's go. Number 5, Joey, who's your
number 5, I've got Anthony Griffin when he was moved on from Penrith. I think the one, were they in the top 4?
They were 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a big one.
Who did that?
Gus.
No. My number 4 is Gus telling Ivan he needed a break from coaching in 2015. So mine is the same as you, Webby. It became an absolute surprise. Mm. And how bizarre that he ends up returning to Penrith and winning competition.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
It does.
Number 4, bizarrely, this one doesn't involve Gus. When Ricky Stewart left the Eels after 1 year...
He had a couple of rough years there, Ricky.
That. Remember he went to Parramatta?
And Ricky coached Cronulla too, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes. Had a stint. He took him to a grand final qualifier, the Sharks.
Yeah. And then went to Parramatta for a year and then he got off for the Canberra job and he said, I'm outski. Mm. And he went. So I thought that was quite big.
Yeah, they did.
Mine was the big one in the mid-90s when Phil Economides left the Gold Coast Chargers.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Mate,
yes.
That was uproar.
Yes.
Yeah. Mate, the White Shoe Brigade on the Gold Coast, they were filthy.
Do you remember the guy who owned the Titans?
Jeff Muller.
There's a blast from the past.
And they, one of the things, they were kicking him out of the competition, and he took the NRL to court, and they said, you'll have to prove that you're going to have to be competitive. And he turned up at court with the Sevens plate. Now, the Sevens plate, it wasn't the number one trophy. It was basically, I'm a good sport. Yeah, yeah.
He was trying to sell something online. It was rugby league frisbee or something like that.
Yeah.
And his number one ambassador was Robbie O'Davis.
Birds of a feather. Number three, Anthony Griffin, sacked by Gus just weeks before the 2018 finals with the team running fourth. Man, that caused big controversy, Webby.
It did.
And mate, he got on the offensive, Anthony Griffin, too.
I know, he went on 360.
It was a couple
of... It was quite a lot of drama, that whole situation.
It certainly was, Webby.
I'm going to say Flano. When Flano got... when he got stood down the first time after a cider, but then and then came back. And then went a second time and got sacked a few years ago for recruiting when he should have been doing nothing.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah,
been interesting doing this. There's a lot. They never break up well in rugby league, do they?
No, ugly divorces. Speaking of ugly divorces, Joey,
I got Tim Sheens.
Yeah,
yeah. That's already been talked about.
Was Sheensy sacked the right word at the Tigers?
Yes.
He was.
Yeah.
Man.
And then they went through a few more. Potter, Jason Taylor, Ivan Cleary left.
My number two is one that a lot of people sort of catch by surprise, but it was a sack of Wayne Bennett, the Broncos 2018.
Mm.
Remember, he really fell out with them. And they sacked him. They sort of looked almost like how they got Al Capone, as far as not paying his taxes. They sacked him for breach of contract, speaking to players from rival club Souths, where he'd agreed for 2020. And so he moved there a year early and a swap with
Was that with Seeds. The chairman? Was it Carl Morris?
Yeah. So this will be, and Paul White, who he used to know from the police force. And it'll be a chapter explored in more detail in an upcoming book in a couple of years. But let's just say Wayne Bennett was at the movies, come out, notice there's a voicemail, listen to it, you're sacked.
You're joking.
No.
Jeez, that's someone who basically built the house.
So my number two is Bennett both times. His acrimonious split from the Broncos in 08 and then left and went and won a comp with the Dragons 2 years later and then 18. So the two times, and this is what I find interesting in the book that I'm doing on him, is like it's almost a little bit like big figures like Gus and Bennett and Bozo. I've written a bit about in the Herald a bit today where those blokes are such big personalities with such long, successful track records that they have to be the number one figure in the club.
Definitely.
And modern day football, where there's a board, a CEO, a chair, and particularly the Broncos, who are a public listed company, that becomes very tricky, that dynamic.
We knew what happened the second time when Anthony Seibold went in, they went completely off a headland. How did Ivan Hanjak go after you left?
Terrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
And, mate, I tell you what, sides have got a knack of just falling in a heap the moment Wayne moves on.
That's exactly right. So
Dolphins, mate, lifetime deal.
Good luck. Good luck who follows him in.
My number two was Dez when he left Manly and went to the Bulldogs. But that no one was that after a grand final.
It was a week after the grand final.
Yeah. And that's my number one because – they asked me, they had like a grand final premier's dinner with all the supporters there. Anyway, so Des and Zorba asked me, can you do it? And I'm a local bloke. I said, yeah, no problem. So as I'm driving there, I'm listening to the radio and they said, there's a story that is just breaking where Des Hasler is leaving Manly and joining the Bulldogs. Now, I thought to myself, there is absolutely no way in the world, given the fact that a week ago they won the grand final. So we turned up at the function. You know, there was something like, I think, 1,000 people there. And it was like a funeral. And it was like everyone was going, what the hell's going on? And the grand final winning side walked in and everyone was just silent. Everyone was stunned.
It was one of the most, I remember the press conference when they announced it at Manly at Brookvale. It was one of the weirdest. It's like, is this really happening? Like a week ago, we're sitting in his press conference after the grand final. The thing was, that was a Todd Greenberg special because he was the CEO of the Bulldogs and he had signed him before the grand final.
He got him going too, Des, didn't he? But what two grand final appearances when he was there?
Yep. He was, yeah.
Two comps.
Who was?
There was more than one, two grand final appearances. There was three. They lost. 2012.
When James Graham was Dracula to Billy Slater.
Yeah. No, it's saying that, but they won 2008. They were 2007.
What about who was the CEO at that point? Was it Dave Perry at Manly? Because I think there was this with Des. I think there was a falling out of the board.
That's right.
I was working at Manly at the time.
Were you?
Yeah, I was doing their half stuff there.
Mm. Did you?
No wonder they were winning.
Mm. So that's your one, yeah? So you know what my number one is? When Gus left Penrith to go to the Roosters.
Wasn't that big.
That was enormous.
Yeah. That was
a really hard time at Penrith. Yeah.
Awful time.
It was.
Yeah, really awful
but
time.
But it was a huge story, obviously. It was.
The story was, you know, when the Kalen Ponga was criticised for Nathan Brown's been sacked, what did you think? I was just having a strawberry thick shake. Do you remember at the time when Gus got the players in and went, hey, boys, it's all over. And Freddie goes, okay, let's go and play golf, boys.
Oh.
Yep. That was at the time.
Wow.
And my number one's Wayne. No bigger character in the game the last, 30 years when he left the Broncos. And it's funny when he left Newcastle also.
Yeah, it was.
He just said, I can't get him going.
I just can't get him going. Mm. He said to somebody that I was talking to, they said that Newcastle, of all the places he coached, it's the one place he could never get a handle on.
That's 100% right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He
seems to think that was some of his best coaching. Remember, like, they
got him to a prelim. Remember when Bedgy got knocked out?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Well, they beat the Storm down there.
Yeah,
beat the Storm in one of the prelims.
That's right.
And then they had to take on the Roosters to go to the grand final. Bedsy got knocked out early.
No one was beating the Roosters.
I tell you what, it's going to be interesting as the season starts to get closer from 2023, the mind games he does with the Broncos and Kevy.
Yeah.
Because he gave him a whack the other day about Milford.
Yep.
Gave him a decent go. So I'd say there'd be plenty backwards and forwards going.
This is where I'm a bit torn on this. Is it Wayne trying to play in my games? Is it Wayne looking for relevancy in a year when he's not coaching? Mm. I think it's a little bit of both.
Right.
He's a complex cat.
What does he do in his spare time?
He works on his farm in Warwick. Although his brother Bob,
he's a great guy. Bobby,
he's great. Mm. He talks. Look, you don't know if you talk to him on the phone, you'd think they're the same blokes. Mm. You know.
When I played at Wigan, Adrian, he was the coach Bobby at the time for PNG. He came over to the house with Adrian Lamb and had dinner, and I thought to myself, oh yeah. Trish goes, we get a few beers, and I said, no, it's. He's Bennett. He doesn't drink. Bob does drink.
Yes.
He drinks Wayne's share. yes.
Actually, the Wok. Mm. Warren Ryan, when he left the Bulldogs, maybe? Yes. Or when he left Balmain, that would have been a big story.
I think the biggest one was probably when he left the Dogs. That was a really
when he left the Knights in 2000 and we won the comp next year.
Yeah, that was
huge. All that stuff was put in place from Warren.
Mm. Warren
never lasted that long at every club. There was only a couple of years.
I can't really remember what his departure from Newcastle. Was it the end? Did he just not get extended?
No, I threw the intercept at Freddie. Cost us a grand final. Leave that one.
I remember.
Doesn't stew at all.
Remember after the game, we walked into the sheds the game and there was just silence and everyone's sitting there not knowing what to say, and the football manager, Dave Morley, stepped forward and goes, hey, boys, for old acquaintance. And Budsy goes, not now, Dave, not now. We'll take a break. Up next, sound advice.
Whatever you bet on, take it to the next level. Gamble responsibly.
And we've got him on the line from Ned's, Jared Timms. Timsy, welcome, pal.
Thank you, Matty. Great to be back.
It is good to be back, mate. Now, two games tonight. The first one, how interesting is this? The Tigers against the Dogs, coached by Mick Potter.
Look, the Tigers, obviously a huge improvement of the side that was going around at the beginning of the year, so probably justifiable $1.55 favourites here at Neds tonight. Of course, Trent Barrett, a gorn from the Bulldogs, often sides do have little peaks in form after situations like these, so maybe a bit of value around them. $2.50, we're up with $2 lines at 5.5 points.
Now, the next one, it's tricky. Parramatta, well, I tell you what, they're hard to follow, and Manly were diabolical last week, but I reckon they'll bounce back.
Absolutely the case, Matty. Both clubs losers in Magic Round, of course. It was the manner of Manly's defeat that's really shaped this market here at Nedzo. The Eels have been pretty popular targets, $1.46. The Seagulls, they're up at $2.75 tonight, our $2 lines for this one, 7.5 points.
And on Super Saturday on Fox League, what a test for the Cowboys. The Cowboys up against one of the benchmark sides, the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, boy, I'm looking forward to this one, Matty. At the beginning of the season, I certainly didn't have the Cows in my top four after 10 rounds, but look, they've been very, very good, and here we are. They're going to start outsiders, but I think they're a real chance here. $2.55. The Storm, as always, rock solid. $1.52 about them in our market. The line is 5.5 points.
Yeah, got some of the best young players coming through in the game, North Queensland. Timsy, go well over the weekend, pal.
Thank you, Matty. Good luck, punters.
There you go, people. That's Jared Timms from Neds. And remember, gamble responsibly.
Neds Same Game Multi is available on more sports than ever before. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.